Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an interview with a woman called Lucy Rainbow, who is talking about her job as a painter. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today we have with us in the studio Lucy Rainbow, who earns her living as a painter. Good morning, Lucy. Can you tell us about your job?
Well, I don't paint pretty pictures you can hang on your walls at home. Mainly, I work in the theatre, painting the background scenery for plays. I've also done a couple of CD covers. Oh, that was great, because I got to meet my favourite pop stars.
So how did all this start?
Well, I always intended to become a proper artist, but I couldn't sell any of my paintings. And anyway, I got bored working alone. I was offered a job in an advertising agency, but the idea of working in the theatre attracted me more. I get the chance to paint something different every day. I get paid reasonably well, and I work with a team of wonderful people.
So you enjoy your work, but doesn't it have any disadvantages?
Mostly, I love it. The only thing that causes me stress is that often I have too many things to do at the same time, while at other times I have nothing to do. It's difficult to organise my time, but I always make sure I stop for lunch.
How many hours do you work on an average day?
There's no such thing as an average day. But generally, I start work at 8 in the morning and go through until 7. That makes it an 11-hour day, which is much longer than the 8 hours that most people work.
Is your journey to work difficult?
Not really. My dream job would be one where I could walk to work, but that hasn't happened yet. I could drive to the theatre, but that makes me tired. And I get a lot of my best ideas when I'm on my way to work, on the bus or train.
Do you have time for any hobbies?
Not as much as I'd like. I used to play a lot of tennis until I hurt my ankle. And I was a regular visitor to an art gallery near my home until it closed down. In the little spare time I have, I'm doing a course in computer graphics. I hope what I learn will help me in my job.
Well, thank you, Lucy. It's been interesting talking to you.
Now listen again.
Today we have with us in the studio Lucy Rainbow, who earns her living as a painter. Good morning, Lucy. Can you tell us about your job?
Well, I don't paint pretty pictures you can hang on your walls at home. Mainly, I work in the theatre, painting the background scenery for plays. I've also done a couple of CD covers. Oh, that was great, because I got to meet my favourite pop stars.
So how did all this start?
Well, I always intended to become a proper artist, but I couldn't sell any of my paintings. And anyway, I got bored working alone. I was offered a job in an advertising agency, but the idea of working in the theatre attracted me more. I get the chance to paint something different every day. I get paid reasonably well, and I work with a team of wonderful people.
So you enjoy your work, but doesn't it have any disadvantages?
Mostly, I love it. The only thing that causes me stress is that often I have too many things to do at the same time, while at other times I have nothing to do. It's difficult to organise my time, but I always make sure I stop for lunch.
How many hours do you work on an average day?
There's no such thing as an average day. But generally, I start work at 8 in the morning and go through until 7. That makes it an 11-hour day, which is much longer than the 8 hours that most people work.
Is your journey to work difficult?
Not really. My dream job would be one where I could walk to work, but that hasn't happened yet. I could drive to the theatre, but that makes me tired. And I get a lot of my best ideas when I'm on my way to work, on the bus or train.
Do you have time for any hobbies?
Not as much as I'd like. I used to play a lot of tennis until I hurt my ankle. And I was a regular visitor to an art gallery near my home until it closed down. In the little spare time I have, I'm doing a course in computer graphics. I hope what I learn will help me in my job.
Well, thank you, Lucy. It's been interesting talking to you.
That is the end of part 2.